time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
Sunday, December 16th, the third Sunday in Advent. The early church continues its dialogue with the followers of John the Baptist in today's story, again slanting the story to make it look like John asked Jesus who he was, and Jesus replied by applying him to himself one of the messianic prophecies of Isaiah. We may doubt that the actual conversation took place the way it was described, though certainly there was a tradition among the very early Christians that Jesus applied to himself the words of that prophecy. From the very beginning, the Jesus people understood that it was a necessary consequence of their faith, was service to those who suffered. So once upon a time, there was a group of young people, teenage boys, if the truth be told, who were playing basketball on the parish courts. A bald African-American man with a large diamond in his ears strolled up and watched them. He looked kind of familiar, but the boys knew it couldn't be. No. He asked if he might play. He was taller than any of them, and they weren't sure. He promised he would not rebound, so they let him play. He was pretty good. In fact, he was truly excellent. Without even working up a sweat, he made three-point jump shots, layups, hooks, and even shots with his eyes closed. Either hand, too. They had seen the style before, but they still didn't believe it was the one that thought it might be. Then he spent about 15 minutes giving them tips which were really radical. Hadn't they seen his act on TV ads? But it would never happen to their parish, would it? Then he thanked them for letting him play and ambled away. They kind of wanted to follow him to see if he really drove a Chevy, because that would have clinched it. But he didn't. They didn't tell anyone about what happened. Who would believe them if they told them who had come to their schoolyard and shot around with him? Besides, they didn't really believe it was him either.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.